Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is for.
Well, welcome. It is the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show. This is your host and your spiritual business coach, Cindy Sharp. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and we have a good show for you today, something that I think all of us as spiritual entrepreneurs can relate to. And it's come up quite a few times with some of my clients, and I thought, I just have to talk about this. So today it is spiritual business panic. Ooh, panic. That's not a very good word. Something we certainly don't like to do very often. But let's get real. You know, you're out there trying to build a business. Maybe you're new. Maybe you've been doing it for a while. But maybe you just aren't getting the clients that you want as many. Maybe just the prosperity isn't there to take care of all the things you need to take care of. Or maybe you have built such a big, beautiful, gorgeous healing empire that you're panicking on, how am I going to take care of all this? Well, as we all know, panicking is counterproductive. So let me get to that in a minute. So Cindy Sharp, your spiritual business coach, this is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, and it is to help support, empower, encourage spiritual entrepreneurs that struggle healing their business, but they're fantastic at healing others. And today, I just want to share with you a couple of quick things before we get started, and that is, how do you contact me? A lot of people say, Cindy, you kind of forget to say that in your show sometimes, and I get so excited about the topic that sometimes I just start talking away. But contact me at sharpeningyourspirit.com. You can also follow me on Facebook at Sharpening Your Spirit. You can go to YouTube. On YouTube, I do this really neat little business miracle minute, which is really down and dirty. It's like 2 or 3 minutes of some great ideas to get you started on your day, get you started with your business, and give you some empowering ways to move forward and step into the flow. So those are ways to get a hold of me. If you go to sharpeningyourspirit.com, you can get a free strategy session, and there's also a free class that you can sign up for that's right there on the front page, very easy to do, and would love to support you and love to meet you. Okay, panic. Ah, panic. Oh my gosh, panic, panic, panic. It's not working out. I'm trying. I thought this was my gift. I thought this is what I wanted to do. I thought I was a light worker. Oh my goodness, I have all this love to heal others, and I'm just in a state of panic. Have you ever felt that way? A little bit of a struggle? A little bit of I'm not sure what is the next step and where I should go. So let's talk about things that we can do instead of panicking. But before we do that, what I'd like you to do is just to bring all our energies together is take a few breaths with me and let's get into that state of non-panic, that state of love, that state of flow that only the divine has for you and your business. So let's a few big breaths, breathe in. Ah, let's release anything that attaches to that word panic. Let's breathe in and release. This time when you breathe in, just breathe in all the possibilities and opportunities. All the possibilities and opportunities for your business to move into the flow so you can heal the world and heal others and heal yourself. So a big breath in. And then, that's right, push it out. Allow anything that does not attach to that possibility to be released from your energetic field. Now we're ready to start talking about why we shouldn't panic, because we're in a state of love, right? So first off, let's just talk about a couple of things to do when you get in that energy of panic. And let's be real. Let's get real, real. When you're in that energy, you're not creating anything. When you're in that energy, you're not moving in the flow with spirit at all. You have your feet stuck in cement in this human world, and that energy does not help you with your business. It does not support you. It doesn't help your body, your soul, your spirit. So releasing that energy is the very first thing to do. And so a lot of people say, gosh, when people are kind of panicking that they need new clients or they need to more in their business or they have so much they don't know how to handle it, people often say when I coach them and when we talk about this and we really get dive deep on it, they say, Cindy, you must be kidding. I can't do this. I have either too much to do or, oh my gosh, I have to go find a new client. But this is the first thing to do. Step away from your business. Sometimes we can step away for 10 minutes. Sometimes there's breathing exercises or meditation or a fast walk or working out or a little yoga, whatever of energy back to you. Then the next thing is once you step away, whether it's 10 minutes or you literally need to step away for 10 hours, and yes, you have my permission to do that, whatever it takes to get you back into the energetic flow of moving forward, of knowing you're in the right place, reminding yourself of what your beautiful gift is, whatever that takes, first step away. Second, I think a really great thing to do, because when we get in that state of panic, is we start that doubt, that I'm not sure if I can do that. We start this piece where we're not sure that we're in the right place anymore. We start getting a little insecure. That's really what it is. We just start getting a little insecure. And it doesn't matter which side of the panic you're on. So if you're in that panic, I need more clients, or in that panic, I can't keep up, both of those are coming from that lack energy. And one way to really get your energy back to a greater place is to contact a client, contact an old client, have a conversation. You don't really have to share with them where you are, but maybe just ask them, what kind of things did I do to support you and help you that really meant a difference, that really made a difference to you? Can you share with me a little bit about some of the things that we did together and how that shifted you? Get some positive, loving feedback from others that reminds you why you're on this spiritual path. And this is a two-parter. One, if you reach out in a loving, kind way and you start that conversation, it may just bring them to an energy of, oh my gosh, that's right, I need to set up a couple more sessions. Or it may also just support and help you and bring you back to that place of realizing here's a little glimpse, a little love to my heart of reminding me why I chose to be a healer, why I chose to take on this healing path as a healer or a wellness professional or a light worker, whatever it is that you do. That's a great place. So we got a couple of things. Step away, contact an old client or a client you currently work with, have a loving conversation with them about how you're really supporting them and helping them so you remind yourself of your gift. Find support. You know, a lot of times as a spiritual entrepreneur, we're in our little spiritual bubble. And hey, but sometimes that spiritual bubble is pretty dang good, right? It's so amazing to be in that energy, and you work by yourself, and you create things, and it's so fun, and it's so exciting. And sometimes it can be so lonely because you don't know if what you're doing is the right step. You don't know. You don't have anybody to bounce it off of. You don't have kind of a brainstorming partner or a spiritual partner. So I always say, get involved in some kind of a group, maybe of like-minded professionals that do what you do, and sit around and talk about that. And you know what? It's okay to bring up the panic word when you're in that safe, loving environment. Bring it up. Talk about it. And what you'll find is you're not the only one that feels that way. And maybe there's a way that you can support somebody else and in the same time be supporting yourself. Find a coach. Now, you know, because I am a spiritual business coach, you may think, well, of course she's going to say that. But this is what I want you to know. It doesn't matter where you find your coach or who you find as your mentor with your business to help it grow and to help it show a more loving energy out to the world. Find one that resonates with you. Because here's what coaches do. First, they keep you accountable. Second, they hold you up. They hold you up. You know, a lot of times when you're working all alone, who in the world holds you up? It's nice to know that you have a partner that cares about your business as much as you do, that cares about your healing mission as much as you do, and that when you're in that state of panic, that you have somebody to go to. They can see it from a little bit of a different perspective, a more relaxed perspective, a it's okay perspective, this shall pass perspective, or to be able to help you shift to an action plan that is going to heal that struggle that is making you panic about your business. So here's one thing, too, that I think is a great idea is work on your business. So a lot of times, there's a couple of different things here. So either one, so I'm going to talk really quickly about the person that's struggling to make their business work because they aren't finding enough clients. When you're in that space, a lot of times you're kind of running around. I call it the rat on the wheel. You're not exactly sure what to do next, what to add, you know, what works, what doesn't work. And this is what's really important and one of the things that I help my clients with, and that is empowering them to make up an authentic marketing plan that releases the pressure of doing things they're not good at or they don't like to do. And those things don't bring you new clients. You have to have an authentic marketing plan to bring in new clients, and that is something that resonates with you, feels good to you, and that you're good at. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you know, you have a lot of clients, you're not even exactly sure of, you know, how to keep all these, you know, little plates in the air spinning. Here's a little thing to share with you, is that having systems for your business that are working in the background, taking care of a lot of the things that you're trying to do on a daily basis yourself. And these can be simple systems. These can be very easy systems, but they take off the pain and they take off the weight. Sometimes getting a virtual assistant or an assistant, you may think, oh my gosh, I can't fit that into my budget, but there may be some special ways that you can. So if you need some help with that, reach out to me. I'd gladly help you. Or find somebody that really does well on systems. It's one of my things I specialize in, but you find out the person that matches for you. So, this is it. Don't panic. Step away. Find a support group. Relate to a coach in a special way that's there to support you. Contact an old client and work on things authentically in your business that work for you. Or set up a very clear system that work in the background so you're not feeling that panic. And breathe. Breathe. Breathe in all the good. Breathe in all the love and release. anything that's not working for you, because the divine is here to support you. And so am I. Come on over to sharpeningyourspirit.com. Gladly support you with a strategy session. If you're panicking, it's time to stop. And today's a good day. That's the end of our show today. It's 15 Minutes to Thrive with your spiritual business coach, Cindy Sharp. And you know how it ends. Love, light, and a big kiss. Have a great day.